We'll go ahead and call the McLean County Board to order. Please rise for an invocation by Member Gordon, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
We thank you for the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us. At the same time, we are mindful of all those who are in pain, who are in suffering, who are grieving as a result of recent natural disasters and tragedies caused by human error. We pray for these individuals. Grant them solace. Grant them relief. Grant all those who are ill and otherwise in suffering speedy recovery, that they may resume their lives and live their lives to the fullest as you intended. Grant us wisdom and compassion this day. Guide our decision-making, that we may work only to the benefit of all the citizens that we serve. May this be thy will. Amen.
Clerk, please call the roll.
Member Baggett?
Here.
Bostic?
Here.
Member Butler? Member Kaisley?
Here.
Member Cavallini?
Here.
Member Clark?
Here.
Member Dean?
Present.
Member Gordon?
Here.
Member Harding?
Here.
Member Hoselton?
Here.
Member Moss?
Present.
Member Knuckles? Member Owens? Member Rakowskis?
Here.
Member Renner?
Here.
Member Segabiano?
Here.
Member Seltzer? Member Wendt?
Present.
Member Ahart?
Present.
17 members present. We have a quorum. There are no requests from members of the public. We have a consent agenda. Are there any items to be removed from the consent agenda? Unheard. Is there a motion to pass the consent agenda? Motion. Owen, second. Segabiano. Questions, comments, or discussion on consent? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you. Executive Committee, I guess I will take the first two items. The first is a formal declaration of the vacancy in County Board District Number 6, pursuant to County Board Rule 5.11-7 and 10 of the Illinois Statute. We have a vacancy in District 6. The timetable for filling that vacancy is as follows. Letters of interest or resumes should be turned into the administrator's office by October 9th at noon. Eligible interested parties will be invited to make a presentation to the executive committee on October 14th. And on October 21st, our regular board meeting in October, we'll present a nomination for approval of the board. At that time, we will also distribute new committee assignments because of all the moving parts going on. So, are there any questions on the vacancy? All right, it is time to open the floor to nominations for Vice Chairman of the McLean County Board. Are there nominations? Member Bostic.
I would like to place Benjamin Owens' name into nomination. Proud of Ben with all that he knows about local, state, and federal government and how it works, and his activities with NACO, which is an important part of county government, and his desire and willingness to make himself available at any time for county business. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there a second to the nomination of Benjamin Owens?
Second.
Member Gordon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to place in nomination the name of Stan Hoselton, who also has a bit of experience.
Thank you. Is there anything else? No. Is there a second for the nomination of Stan Hostetler? Member Moss seconds. Are there any other nominations? I'll take a motion that nominations be closed. Motion Segoviano. Is there a second to the motion? Motion second Kaisley. All those in favor of closing the nominations for the position of vice chair, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you. It would now be appropriate that we give the two nominees a moment to address the board in the order in which they were nominated. Ben Owens.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I've contacted attempted to contact members of this committee, of this board, since the announcement from David Selzer last month that he was resigning to talk about my candidacy. And I know we have quite a bit on our plate today. So with that, I just want to thank the members for letting me speak with them. And again, look forward to continuing to work for this county, whether it be as vice chairman or whatever capacity that I can do for the people of this county and for the chairman of this board. Thank you.
Thank you. Member Hostetler?
I seldom have an opinion. I did not call anybody, but a good friend of mine, Mr. Gordon, talked to me. I did not return your calls. And that was done with intent because I thought, I want everybody to hear the same story. I'm not running for personal gain. I'm running for the county board vice chair because I like the county board. I like the people on it, and I like the people I represent. I'll do a good job for you guys. I may not be as smooth or have a blue serge suit on all the time, but I'll answer the call. And I do solicit your vote. I carry no sticks. George and I often disagree, but sometimes on occasion we do agree. But we're still friends, and that's the way my life goes. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Member Hostetler. A temporary rule of the chair is in order at this time because we have more than one nominee. Therefore, members shall be asked to vote by name as opposed to yes, no, or present. I'll ask the clerk to call the roll. Members should vote by name, Owens or Hostetler.
Baggett.
Hostetler.
Bostic.
Owens.
Kaisley.
Owens.
Cavallini.
Hostetler.
Clark.
Owens.
Dean.
Hostetler.
Gordon.
Hostetler.
Harding.
Owens.
Hostetler. Moss.
Hostetler. Yeah.
Owens.
Owens.
Rakowskis.
Owens.
Renner.
Hostetler.
Segoviano.
Hostetler.
Went.
Owens.
Ahart.
Hostetler.
The vote is 9 votes for Stan Hostetler, 7 votes for Ben Owens. Congratulations, Member Hostetler, Vice Chairman of the Board. Member Renner.
Just as a point of clarification, this is for the next 2 months, so then when we reorganize in December, we'll be choosing a vice chair again for the long term.
Absolutely. This consistent with the rules of the board, we reorganize in the December of even-numbered years always. So that'll be you guys will have a chance to replace me, hopefully.
it's just for clarification so that the media and everyone knows.
Yep. Okay. With that, other executive committee business, Member Bostic. Motion Bostic, second Cavallini. Questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
Approval of a resolution recognizing the community benefit of the David Davis Historical Site in Marine View State Park and opposing the proposed closing of these sites. And I so move.
Motion Bostic, second Gordon. Questions, comments, or discussion? Member Kaisley.
Yes, Illinois is already short of parklands, and 50% of the real estate transfer tax that our county recorder collects goes into a special fund in the state treasury for parklands and the acquisition and building and maintenance of the parks. This fund, this special fund in the state treasury, has been swept clean by the governor in a sweep into the general fund to pay general state bills, and now we have no money for parks. I think this is a terrible state of affairs, and instead of creating new parks, we're closing them, and that's a step backward in my opinion, and I support this resolution.
Thank you. Other questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you.
Item E is a request approval of a resolution recognizing the economic impact of the Pontiac Correctional Center and opposing the proposed closing of the Pontiac Correctional Center, and I so move.
We have a motion, Bostic, second Cavallini. Questions, comments, or discussion? Member Kaisley.
Yes, if this were a private business that was closing up a plant in Pontiac that employed as many people as the Pontiac Correctional Center does, people that live in Livingston County, but also a number of people who live in northeastern McLean County, you can be sure that Governor Blagojevich would be out there decrying the removal of this plant to Mexico or to wherever it was moving. There's no such compassion, however, with respect to this, because this is state government, not a private industry. And every time you see a Save Our Pontiac Prison sign, you can be sure that that is a cry for help, and I think we ought to give it to them.
Thank you. Any other comments? Member Cavallini.
I have the opportunity to know a number of people in Pontiac as I serve as a Chamber of Commerce ambassador, and I can't help but feel that if we were in a situation as they're facing, and heaven forbid that someone would decide to close ISU and move students to Eastern or Southern or wherever, we would feel an immediate economic impact from that. So I feel that we're simply sending a message to the people, to the good residents of Livingston County, that we care about their situation, and this resolution is an expression of that sentiment.
Thank you. Other questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you.
And I will draw your attention to the general report of the Executive Committee, the minutes of the Bloomington Normal Airport Authority, minutes of McLean County Regional Planning Commission, and anything else in there you can find. Thank you.
Great. Any questions for Member Bostic or the Executive Committee? None heard. Land Use and Development Committee, Chairman Gordon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Pardon me. The Land Use and Development Committee brings no items for action to the board this morning. Our general report is found on pages 50 through 54 in the packet.
Are there any questions for Chairman Gordon or the Land Use and Development Committee? None heard. Property Committee, Chairman Bostic.
We bring no items to the board this morning. Our general report is on page 55 to 61. Thank you.
Are there any questions for Chairman Bostic of the Property Committee? None heard. Transportation Committee, Chairman Hosselton.
Transportation Committee has no items for action. Information can be found on pages 62 to 65.
Are there any questions for Chairman Hosselton of the Transportation Committee? None heard. Finance Committee, Vice Chairman Owens.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We bring several items for action this morning. Items E1A is a request approval of a contract between the McLean County and COT Systems for indexing of documents and redaction of Social Security numbers in the recorder's office. So move.
We have a motion, Owens, second Cavallini. Questions, comments, or discussion? Member Gordon.
Quick question, Mr. Chairman. I just want to be sure that the the redaction of Social Security numbers means that they will no longer be available in any way other than through public hearing, or they won't be as readily accessible as they have been. Is that, am I correct on that?
Yeah, I think it's a fancy way of saying mask them in the documents.
That's what I thought it meant.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a new state law, Johnson.
Yeah.
Thank
Other
you.
Questions, comments, discussion? Member Renner?
Have we had difficulties with this in the past?
Some of you may. I don't know that there's documented cases of Social Security numbers being taken from our documents. However, it was a media frenzy approximately 5 or 6 months ago. And I know that the recorder, Lee Newcomb, did take a lot of media interest on this topic, and it is a new state law that we have to get at this anyway. So, other questions, Member Dean?
Well, this is what they'd call an unfunded mandate. Is the state helping us with this at all? No. It's like a pretty big ticket item.
I think your analysis is accurate. Member Casely?
This involves more than just redacting Social Security numbers, though. And we do have all of these documents that have not ever been entered into the data processing system and are not as readily accessible as they should be. And we have not had an index filing system. We have a grantee-grantor system in this county, and this will help fill that gap.
Other questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. E1B is a request approval of an emergency appropriation ordinance amending the fiscal year 2008 combined annual appropriations and budget ordinance in the recorder's document storage fund 0137 through the recorder's office, and I so move.
Motion Owens, second. Harding back there. I'm sorry. The glare on the name tag, I threw it off. Questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
The next items, E1, C, and D, we'll group together. They are request approval of County Board Resolution authorizing acceptance of the 2009 Downstate Operating Assistance Grant through the Building and Zoning, and then the request approval of the Downstate Public Transportation Operation Assistance Grant Agreement between the State of Illinois Department of Transportation Division of Public and Intermodal Transportation and McLean County. And again, that's through Building and Zoning, and I move those two items together.
Motion Owens, second. Segoviano. Questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
Thank you. E1E is a request approval to award the bid for the property appraisal firm to Maximus, Inc. through the Risk Management Office, and I so move.
Motion Owens, second. Clark, questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Any questions for Vice Chairman Owens of the Finance Committee? None heard. Justice Committee, Chairman Renner.
The Justice Committee brings two items for action. Item F1A is request approval of an expanding multi-jurisdictional narcotics unit task force grant in the amount of $64,106 in the Sheriff's Department, and I so move it.
We have a motion, Renner, second, Harding. Questions, comments, or discussion? None heard. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
And item F1B is request approval of a redeploy Illinois grant, approval to apply for a redeploy Illinois grant in the Illinois Department of Human Services, in court services, and I so move that.
We have a motion, Renner, second, Cavallini. Questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
And we have the coroner's 2007 year-end report on pages 154 to 169, and our general report is found on pages 170 to 180.
Thank you. Any questions for Chairman Renner of the Justice Committee? None heard. Report of the County Administrator, John Zunick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And while the budget materials are being distributed to the board members, I would just like to advise the board members that on Monday, September the 29th, the fifth Monday of the month, there will be a joint meeting of the Town of Normal Council, the City of Bloomington Council, and the McLean County Board in this room. The purpose of that meeting will be to receive the final report and recommendations from Clark Dietz Engineering regarding the East Side Highway Corridor Feasibility Study, which they will have completed. That meeting will be at 7 o'clock, 7 p.m. You're receiving this morning the copy of the PowerPoint slides, which will be shown on the screen, the recommended annual operating budget for fiscal year 2009, and the five-year capital improvement budget for 2009 through 2013, and has been the case in previous years. You'll find the county administrator's budget message beginning immediately after the table of contents in the annual operating budget, small Roman numeral 1. To the Honorable Chairman and members of the McLean County Board, in accordance with the resolution establishing the budget policy for fiscal year 2009, adopted by the McLean County Board on May 20th, 2008, and in accordance with Chapter 55, Section 5-61001 of the Illinois Compiled Statutes, I respectfully submit for your review a balanced budget for funding McLean County government's programs and services during fiscal year 2009. The recommended budget has been balanced within each fund using revenues projected to be available to the county during fiscal year 2009. The fiscal year 2009 recommended budget for all funds totals $75,840,463, which represents a decrease of $1,714,895, or 2.21% lower than the fiscal year 2008 adopted budget. Within the recommended budget, the general fund totals $32,384,028, which represents an increase of 1.69% over the fiscal year 2008 adopted budget. The general fund is the single largest fund within the county budget and accounts for 42.7% of the fiscal year 2009 recommended budget. The 40 special revenue funds account for $35,992,505, or 47.5% of the total recommended budget. Among the special revenue funds, the 9 health department funds account for $7,218,623. The 4 highway department funds account for $10,141,000. The fiscal year 2009 recommended budget for the nursing home, the county's only enterprise fund, totals $7,463,930, which represents 9.8% of the total operating budget. The fiscal year 2009 recommended budget allocates expenditures across county funds in accordance with the specific mandates imposed by the state on county government and consistent with the policies and programs approved by the county board. In Illinois, county government is an agent of the state, exercising only those limited powers specifically delegated to the county by the state. The one exception is Cook County, which, as the state's only home rule county, has broader latitude to set public policy. This structure traces its historical basis to the Shire in medieval England. The Shire was a distinct geographical area that served two purposes. First, the Shire was the administrative agent of the King of England. The sheriff enforced the king's laws and collected the taxes due to the king. Second, the Shire was the local government for those living within its boundaries. This model of government made its way to the New World when English settlers first arrived and settled the New England colonies. Today, the English Shire has evolved into county government in 48 of the 50 states. Like its medieval ancestor, county government serves two purposes in Illinois, acting as an administrative agent of the state and serving as the local government for those citizens who live in the unincorporated areas. The programs and services provided by county government in Illinois are the result of the state delegating specific duties and responsibilities to the county to carry out on its behalf. This relationship between the state and local government was further defined by Iowa Judge John F. Dillon in 1868. Dillon's rule specifically limits a local government's powers to those expressly granted by the state, implied by the state, or essential to a locality. Furthermore, Dillon wrote in his decision that if there is any reasonable doubt whether the state has granted a power to a locality, then it has not been granted. In the 19th century, the geographical and political creation of a county permitted the state to delegate specific responsibilities to the local county government, while at the same time providing citizens with the opportunity to transact business at the county seat rather than having to travel to the state capital. Generally, the responsibilities delegated to the county can be grouped under one of five programmatic areas: justice and public safety, public health, vital records and administrative services, transportation, and real property taxation. The justice and public safety program remains the single largest programmatic expenditure within county government. Pursuant to state law, the county is responsible for housing the circuit court, maintaining the records of the court, charging and trying those individuals who are accused of violating state law, defending those individuals who are indigent, maintaining and operating the adult detention facility, and in McLean County, the juvenile detention center, patrolling and responding to calls for police service in the unincorporated areas of the county, and determining the cause of death in those cases prescribed to the coroner. The public health program acts as a direct agent of the state in the areas of environmental health, infectious disease, community health and safety. In order to protect the well-being and health of the citizens pursuant to state law and regulations, the county health department inspects and improves private water wells and wastewater treatment plans. The health department licenses and inspects restaurants in accordance with state regulations. Health department clinics and public health nurses provide direct health care services in the community to eligible families as a means to both prevent and treat illness and disease. State law requires that certain official records and licenses be issued and maintained by the county. County offices and departments issue birth certificates, marriage licenses and certificates, and death certificates. Land records, including deeds, mortgages, mortgage releases, and assignments, are filed and maintained by county offices and departments. Another record-keeping responsibility of county government is to maintain and update voter registration records and to conduct federal, state, and local elections. County government is responsible for maintaining and constructing county roads and bridges. County's highway system links the cities, towns, and villages in the county to federal, state, and local roads and highways. For the citizens who live in the unincorporated area of the county roads are often the primary arterial used to travel to work and to school. Here again, the county's responsibilities are clearly defined in state law and regulations. Illinois has one of the most complex real property tax laws in the nation. County government, specifically the supervisor of assessments, the county clerk, and the county treasurer-collector, is charged with the responsibility to administer this complex law as it applies to individual property owners and the many local taxing districts within the county. In Illinois, the property tax is still a primary source of revenue for local government, especially school districts. For each of the five programmatic areas of responsibility, the property tax remains the single largest revenue source. In fact, the property tax levy accounts for 26% of the total revenue in the general corporate fund. In the three primary health department funds, the property tax levy accounts for 75% of the total revenue. In the four highway department funds, the property tax accounts for 53% of the total revenue. State law imposes stringent limits on the ability of a non-home rule county government to increase existing revenues or to enact new sources of revenue to fund the many programs and services provided by county offices and departments. As is readily apparent to those of us who live and work in McLean County, the county has experienced significant economic growth during the last 20 years. This growth is vital to county government and other local governments that are dependent on the property tax as their single largest revenue source. Since 1994, the growth in the county's annual equalized assessed valuation has averaged $147 million. The 2007 property tax year was a quadrennial assessment year. Growth in the equalized assessed valuation in 2007 totaled $186 million over the prior year. Of this total, new construction added $91 million. The partial year assessment of Phase 1 of the High Trail Wind Farm added $9 million in new construction to the assessed value in Arrowsmith and Dawson Townships. Since 1998, the annual percentage change in the equalized assessed valuation has been between 5 and 6%. In the 2007 quadrennial assessment year, the equalized assessed valuation increased 5.5% over the prior year. Again this year, the Supervisor of Assessments has prepared an estimate of the county's equalized assessed valuation for property tax year 2008, property tax bills that will be due and payable in 2009. The projected equalized assessed valuation of $3,747,323,268 represents an increase of 5.71% over the prior year. Farmland assessment is projected to increase on average 10%, adding $11 to $12 million to the county's equalized assessed value. The additional new construction value will include the remainder of Phase 1 of the High Trail Wind Farm and a prorated portion of Phase 2. As a percentage of the county's total equalized assessed valuation, farmland accounted for 6.3% of the total in tax assessment year 2007. Residential properties accounted for 66.9%, and commercial industrial properties accounted for 26.8% of the county's total equalized assessed valuation. The 20-year historical growth in the county's total equalized assessed valuation from $1.12 billion in property tax year 1988, fiscal year 1989, to a projected $3.74 billion in property tax year 2008, fiscal year 2009, has enabled the County Board to approve a property tax levy sufficient to fund necessary programs and services provided by those county funds authorized to levy a property tax. The following table illustrates the dollar increase and percentage increase in the county's equalized assessed valuation from 1997 through 2008. In preparing the fiscal year 2009 recommended budget, the resolution establishing the budget policy for fiscal year 2009 sets forth the following policy statement on the county's total property tax levy and the estimated property tax rate. Real property taxes and all other 2008 revenue shall be sufficient to meet the required expenditures for fiscal year 2009 with the following recommendation. When preparing the recommended budget for fiscal year 2009, the county administrator shall make every effort to hold the 2008 county overall tax rate as close to the 2007 county overall tax rate as possible. The fiscal year 2009 recommended budget assumes a projected increase of 5.71% in the county's equalized assessed valuation. The 2008 equalized assessed valuation is projected to grow to $3,747,323,268. An increase of $202,460,111 over the prior year. In order to determine the final property tax rate for each county fund, the county clerk's office must first calculate the adjusted equalized assessed valuation. The adjusted equalized assessed valuation is the denominator in the equation used to certify the property tax levy amount and the property tax rate. To calculate the adjusted equalized assessed valuation, the county's total equalized assessed valuation is reduced by the sum total of various exemptions approved in state law. For example, the general homestead exemption, senior citizen exemption, and the increases in the assessed value in the county's tax increment financing districts. To estimate the 2008 adjusted equalized assessed valuation, the projected 2008 equalized assessed value has been multiplied by a percentage amount equal to the 2007 adjusted equalized assessed valuation divided by the 2007 equalized assessed value. The adjusted 2008 EAV is projected to grow to $3,410,813,639, an increase of $162,269,548, or 5% over the prior year. Illinois law authorizes the county board to set the property tax levy and the 19 county funds permitted to levy a property tax at any dollar amount deemed necessary by the board to meet the county's operating expenses. When the county clerk's office computes the property tax extension for each county fund, The statutory maximum property tax rate limit that applies in 11 of the 19 funds will determine how much property tax revenue can actually be raised. The proposed 2008 property tax levy for all county funds totals $30,723,986, an increase of $1,455,503, or 4.97% over the adopted 2007 property tax levy. For the fiscal year 2000 recommended budget, the combined overall property tax rate is estimated to be 90.078 cents per $100 of equalized assessed value, which is 0.00019 cents less than the property tax rate of 90.097 cents per $100 of equalized assessed valuation for the 2007 property tax bill. For the property taxpayer who lives in a home with a fair market value of $165,000, that portion of the property tax bill attributable to McLean County would total $495.43. The county's share of the property tax bill is approximately 12% of the total bill. For your review and consideration, a table listing the individual property tax levy for each county fund and the projected property tax rate has been included in the exhibits following the budget message. In the three primary health department special revenue funds, Persons with Developmental Disabilities Fund, Tuberculosis Care and Treatment Fund, and Health Department Fund, the combined property tax rate for the three taxing levies will decrease 3.9%. Since 1992, the aggregate property tax rate for the three levies under the Board of Health has decreased from 16.613 cents per $100 of assessed valuation to 11.372 cents per $100 of equalized assessed value. The property tax levy for the Persons with Developmental Disabilities Fund totals $631,916, which represents an increase of $15,413, or 2.5% above the prior year. This levy will result in an estimated decrease of 2.37% in the property tax rate. The fiscal year 2000 recommended budget for this fund totals $631,916. Of the total dollars budgeted, $631,603 is budgeted for mental health services. This recommended level of funding will maintain existing services and provide a 2.5% cost of doing business allowance to the providers of service to residents with developmental disabilities. The Tuberculosis Care and Treatment Fund budget totals $292,535, which represents a 6.92% decrease over the fiscal year 2008 adopted budget. The property tax levy for this fund totals $288,435, which represents a decrease of $21,744 over the prior year. The property tax rate is projected to decrease 11.4%. The expenditure decrease in this year's TB care and treatment budget is attributable to a minimal increase in salary expense as a result of personnel changes and a reduction in the utility and maintenance expenses as a result of stricter adherence to the department's cost allocation plan. The fiscal year 2009 recommended budget for the health department totals $4,245,998, which represents an increase of $165,573, or 4.05% over the prior year. The proposed property tax levy for the health fund totals $2,958,277, which represents an increase of 1.39% over the prior year. The health department fund property tax rate is projected to decrease 3.43%, or 0.08673 cents per $100 of equalized assessed value. The full-time equivalent staffing level in the health department budget is proposed to increase with the addition of one full-time equivalent animal control warden. A new state law that requires registration of cats will generate sufficient revenues to fully fund this additional position next year. Within the health department budget, the animal control program is funded entirely with revenues from licenses, permits, fees, and charges for service. The animal control program is not supported by any revenue from the health department property tax levy. In addition to the self-supporting animal control program, the health department is permitted under Illinois law to charge a fee to county residents and businesses to cover all or a portion of the cost of delivering services. Charges for service and permit fees support over one quarter of the Health Fund's Public Health and Animal Control Services budget. In the fiscal year 2009 recommended budget, food permit fees are proposed to increase 3%. Currently, fees support 61% of the budget expenses for the food sanitation program. Under the private sewage disposal program, a 3% across-the-board fee increase is proposed. For the private sewage disposal program, fees support 18% of the budgeted expenses. Under the vital records fees, a $3 increase for the first certified copy of a birth or death certificate would increase the current fee of $12 to $15. For the second certified copy of a birth certificate, a $2 increase is being proposed that would raise the fee from $4 to $6. The proposed increase in the vital records fee will bring the cost more in line with fees charged by the state and comparable nearby counties. The Health Department began gradually enacting fees for services such as food permits, immunization, septic system permits, walk-in clinic, and the dental clinic in 1985. In fiscal year 1985, fee revenues represented only 3% of the department's total operating budget. In the fiscal year 2009 recommended budget, a total of $873,489 is projected in revenues from fees and charges. This amount supports over 25% of the overall public health and animal control services budget. The recommended budget includes spending $871,424 for the mental health contractual services. The portion of the total health fund tax rate attributable to mental health services is 2.5 cents per $100 of equalized assessed value, which is approximately 2.5 cents below the 5 cents per $100 of equalized assessed valuation authorized by referenda in 1989. The fiscal year 2009 mental health service grants and contracts are annualized with a 2.5% cost of doing business allowance. This funding level will provide grants and contracts for child-adolescent outpatient services, crisis intervention services, and early intervention substance abuse services. In 2006, the County Board established the McLean County Drug Court. A vitally important component of the drug court concept is court-ordered treatment. Chestnut Health Services developed a protocol to treat offenders referred by the drug court. The initial design required Chestnut Health Services to increase its staffing complement to provide outpatient and inpatient treatment on a timely basis to meet the program's intent. During 2006, the Board of Health was asked to use a portion of the mental health levy to meet this need. Following a presentation of the Board of Health by Chestnut Health Systems and McLean County Court Services, a budget amendment was drafted and presented to the County Board Finance Committee in January of 2007. During 2007, the department used a portion of its unencumbered fund balance to support the approximately $167,000 in anticipated treatment cost. For the current fiscal year, the contract with Chestnut Health Services was annualized at a cost of $171,107, with the health levy being used to underwrite this expense. In the fiscal year 2009 recommended budget, the contract is extended at an annual cost of $175,415. The portion of the total health fund tax rate attributable to the drug court is 0.00514 cents per $100 of equalized assessed value. Throughout the year, the contract will be tracked to monitor actual utilization and the unit cost to provide this service. The Health Department annually receives and administers federal and state grants that provide specific services within the county. In the fiscal year 2009 recommended budget, the Health Department expects to receive $2,047,959 in grant funds, which represents an increase of $39,368 over the current fiscal year. In two of the grant funds, the full-time equivalent staffing increases slightly. In the WIC fund, the position of WIC nutritionist increases 0.45 full-time equivalent. In the Preventive Health Care Fund, the position of Health Promotion Specialist increases 0.25 FTE. Consistent with the Board's adopted budget policy resolution, the slight increase in the FTE staffing level for these positions is dependent on the continued grant funding. The fiscal year 2009 recommended budget for the nursing home totals $7,463,930, which is a decrease of $2,779,578, or 27.1% lower than the fiscal year 2008 adopted budget. Fiscal year 2009 recommended budget for the nursing home was prepared on the basis of an average daily census of 138 residents, which is a decrease over the projected 2008 average daily census of 144 residents. In the fiscal year 2009 recommended budget, Illinois public aid reimbursement is projected to decrease from $6,518,918 this year to $3,621,497, or a decrease of $2,897,421, or 44%. The decrease in public aid revenue is a result of an anticipated change in the intergovernmental transfer payment formula for publicly owned and operated nursing homes. Medicare reimbursement is projected to increase from $747,338 this year to $969,440 in fiscal year 2009. Private pay revenue is projected to decrease from $1,985,600 this year to $1,839,600 in fiscal year 2009. In accordance with the resolution establishing the budget policy for fiscal year 2009, the nursing home's private pay rate has been calculated by dividing the annual operating budget by the number of patient days. Using this formula, the private pay rate is calculated to increase from $136 to $144 per day. The nursing home's capital improvement budget includes funding to continue renovating patient rooms and common areas. For the County Highway Fund, the fiscal year 2009 recommended budget totals $3,764,000. This represents an increase of $51,718, or 1.39% higher than the fiscal year 2008 adopted budget. The property tax levy for the Highway Department is $2,496,000, which represents an increase of $118,218, or 4.9% over the prior year. The proposed tax levy is projected to generate a tax rate equal to 7.316 cents per $100 of equalized assessed valuation. The capital outlay budget for the Highway Fund totals $1,428,839 and includes $965,439 for the construction of roads and bridges and $403,500 for the purchase of machinery and equipment. Included in the fiscal year 2009 Highway Department budget is $385,000 for the purchase of gasoline, oil, and diesel fuel. This represents an increase of $161,000, or 71% over the fiscal year 2008 adopted budget. Year-to-date, the Highway Department has spent $211,199.85, or 94% of the appropriated budget for gasoline, oil, and diesel fuel. The full-time equivalent staffing level in the Highway Department remains at the same level authorized in the fiscal year 2008 adopted budget. For the Bridge Matching Fund, the fiscal year 2009 recommended budget totals $1,827,000. This represents an increase of $79,000, or 4.8% over the fiscal year 2008 adopted budget. The property tax levy for the Bridge Matching Fund has increased from $1,581,000 to $1,660,000, which is an increase of $79,000, or 5%. The Bridge Matching Fund includes an appropriation of $1,257,154 for the construction of bridges and culverts. For the County Matching Fund, the fiscal year 2009 recommended budget totals $1,243,000. This represents an increase of $58,000, or 4.89% over the fiscal year 2008 adopted budget. The property tax levy has increased from $1,177,000 to $1,235,000, an increase of $58,000, or 4.93% over the fiscal year 2008 adopted budget. Of the total recommended budget, $1,203,200 has been appropriated for the construction of roads and bridges. For the county's motor fuel tax fund, the fiscal year 2009 recommended budget totals $3,307,000, which is an increase of $51,977 over the fiscal year 2008 adopted budget. The motor fuel tax fund includes $990,000 for maintenance of roads and drainage structures. In the capital outlay category, the construction of roads and bridges line item is budgeted $1,087,691. The fiscal year 2009 recommended budget for METCOM totals $2,408,906, which reflects an increase of $138,228, or 6.1% over the fiscal year 2008 adopted budget. McLean County share of Metcom's fiscal year 2009 budget increases from $583,362 to $630,031, which represents an 8% increase. The Metcom budget was prepared in accordance with the terms and conditions of the intergovernmental agreement approved in 2005 by the City of Bloomington, the Town of Normal, the Emergency Telephone Systems Board, and the county. The fiscal year 2009 recommended budget for Metcom includes the final contribution from the City of Bloomington. In accordance with the intergovernmental agreement, the City of Bloomington's share of Metcom's annual operating budget decreases from $83,602 to $25,355. The full-time equivalent staffing level at Metcom remains unchanged at 30.8 FTEs in the fiscal year 2009 recommended budget. The fiscal year 2009 recommended budget includes the proposed annual operating budget for the Emergency Telephone Systems Board. The fiscal year 2009 ETSB budget decreases from $2,134,349 this year to $1,820,173 next year. This decrease reflects the continuing effort on the part of the ETSB and Metcom to consolidate expenses in one budget and eliminate duplicate expenditures that were previously allocated between ETSB and Metcom. By including the ETSB annual operating budget in the fiscal year 2009 recommended budget, the board will be able to understand the total expense that is required to operate the enhanced 911 emergency communications and dispatch system. The general fund is the county's primary operating fund. Under generally accepted governmental accounting standards, by definition, the general fund accounts for all of the county financial resources for those county offices and departments which are not required to be accounted for in another fund. Much of the expense to operate the Justice and Public Safety Program, the Vital Records Programs and Services, and the Property Tax Assessment and Administration Program can be found in the general fund. The fiscal year 2009 recommended budget for the general fund totals $32,384,028, which represents an increase of $540,330, or 1.69%, over the fiscal year 2008 adopted budget. The general fund property tax levy remains the single largest revenue source in the fiscal year 2009 recommended budget. The proposed general fund property tax levy for property taxes due and payable in September 2009 is $8,423,034, which represents an increase of $859,449, or 11.36% increase from the prior year tax levy of $7,563,585. This significant increase in the general fund property tax levy is attributable to the decrease in sales tax revenue, the 1% increase projected in revenue from license fees and permits, and a 12.8% reduction in interest earned on investments by county offices and departments. The proposed general fund property tax levy, when divided by the adjusted equalized assessed valuation, results in an estimated property tax rate of 24.695 cents per $100 of equalized assessed value. The statutory maximum tax rate for the general fund is 25 cents per $100 of equalized assessed valuation. The comprehensive annual financial report for the fiscal year ended December 31, 2007 reflects continued growth in two of the major State of Illinois intergovernmental revenue line items. The audited financial statements report that the county exceeded the budgeted appropriation in the state income tax and the personal property replacement tax. State income tax revenue was budgeted at $1,595,425 in fiscal year 2007. At year-end, state income tax revenue totaled $1,840,943, a 15.4% increase over the budgeted amount. The 2007 adopted budget projected $1,395,050 in personal property replacement tax revenue. At year-end, the personal property replacement tax totaled $1,695,426, a 21.5% increase over the budgeted amount. The retailer's occupation tax, the sales tax, which has historically been the largest intergovernmental revenue, did not meet the 2007 budgeted amount. In the 2007 adopted budget, the retailer's occupation tax was budgeted at $6,010,400. At year-end, the retailer's occupation tax revenue totaled $5,695,706, 94.7% of the budgeted amount, and more significantly, $117,000 less than the 2006 actual revenue amount. Unfortunately, the year-to-date trend in 2008 presents mixed economic signals. In the fiscal year 2008 adopted budget, the retailer's occupation tax is budgeted at $5,900,450. As of August 31st, retailer's occupation tax revenues totaled $3,790,515, which is 64.2% of the budgeted amount. The retailer's occupation tax is projecting a 3.64% decrease over the budgeted amount. In the fiscal year 2008 adopted budget, the state income tax is budgeted at $1,850,400. As of August 31st, state income tax revenues total $1,322,747, 71.5% of the budgeted amount. The state income tax revenues are currently tracking 7.22% ahead of the budgeted amount. Personal property replacement tax revenues through August 31st reflect a similar trend as the state income tax. Personal property replacement tax revenues total $1,324,912, which is 83.2% of the budgeted amount. As noted, the retailer's occupation tax is the one major intergovernmental revenue source that is not projected to show growth in the coming year. Based on the year-to-date sales tax revenue, the fiscal year 2009 recommended budget projects that the retailer's occupation tax will decrease from $5,900,450 in the 2008 adopted budget to $5,750,000. This conservative estimate of sales tax revenue is consistent with the national projections for relatively flat growth or even a decrease in consumer spending, attributable to continued anxiety over the housing market and the increased cost of fuel and food. Just last Friday, the Commerce Department reported that retail sales in August fell 0.3%. Retail sales in July dropped 0.5%, the worst showing in 5 months. McLean County's share of the state income tax is projected to increase from $1,850,400 to $1,925,000 in fiscal year 2009. This represents an increase of $74,600 or 4.03% over the fiscal year 2008 adopted budget. State income tax dollars are distributed to local governments from the local government income tax distributive fund using a per capita formula. Local governments receive 10 distributions during the year. The Illinois Municipal League estimates that the local government share of state income tax will increase to $94.50 per capita. In the fiscal year 2009 recommended budget, personal property replacement tax revenue is projected to increase from $1,590,750 this year to $1,770,150. This $179,400 increase over the fiscal year 2008 adopted budget is based on a review of the fiscal year 2000 actual revenues received, the 2008 year-to-date revenue received through August 31, and the Illinois Department of Revenue's estimate of the county's share of personal property replacement tax dollars. Pursuant to state law, the Illinois Municipal Retirement Fund is the only other county fund where personal property replacement tax dollars are budgeted. In the IMRF fund, personal property replacement tax dollars in the amount of $100,000 have been budgeted. In the county treasurer's office, interest earned on investments is projected to decrease from $1,188,000 this year to $1,030,000 in fiscal year 2009. This 13.3% decrease in interest earnings reflects the lower interest rates available today on funds invested in certificates of deposit, money market accounts, and the State of Illinois pooled investment account. The Treasurer's monthly investment report tracks the lower return on investment since the Federal Reserve Bank began aggressively decreasing the federal funds rate from 4.75% in September of 2007 to the present rate of 2%, which was approved in April of 2008. The single largest non-tax source of revenue in the 2009 general fund budget is licenses, permits, fees, and fines, accounting for $5,695,000 $475 of total revenue. Yet the overall increase in revenues from licenses, permits, fees, and fines is $40,215, which represents a 0.7% increase over the 2008 adopted budget figure. In nearly every office and department, revenues derived from licenses, permits, fees, and fines are projected to remain at the same level as in 2008 or grow at a nominal increase. In the fiscal year 2009 recommended budget, the following county offices illustrate the projected revenue to be derived from licenses, permits, fees, and fines. In the county clerk's office, revenue from licenses, permits, and fees is projected to increase $43,970 as a result of a projected $3 increase in the fee for the first copy of a birth certificate, death certificate, and marriage certificate, and a $3 increase in the fee for each additional copy. In the county recorder's office, revenue from recording fees is projected to decrease from $600,000 to $550,000 in the fiscal year 2009 recommended budget. Year-to-date, recording fees revenue totals $367,025, which is 61.2% of the budgeted amount. Sale of revenue stamps is projected at $425,000 in fiscal year 2009, the same amount approved in 2008. Year-to-date sale of revenue stamps revenue as of August 31 totals $250,072, which is equal to 58.8% of the budgeted amount. In the Circuit Clerk's Office, total revenue in all categories is projected to increase from $3,430,175 to $3,517,245, an increase of 2.5% over the fiscal year 2008 adopted budget. Year-to-date revenues in the Circuit Clerk's Office are tracking at 59.4% of the budgeted amount through August 31st. Revenue in the Coroner's Office is projected to increase slightly from $38,688 this year to $40,500 in fiscal year 2009. This increase is attributable to a projected 5.4% increase in the morgue fees revenue line item. Year-to-date revenues in the Coroner's Office are tracking at 71.7% of the budgeted amount through August 31st. The building and zoning fee revenues are projected to decrease 1% in fiscal year 2009. This decrease is attributable to the reduction in subdivision filing fees. Building permit fees are projected at $95,000, the same amount budgeted this year. This figure is based on continued interest in McLean County as a site for the development of new wind farms. During fiscal year 2009, the county is likely to receive applications for approval of two new wind farm sites. Fee revenue in the Parks and Recreation Department is projected to decrease 0.7% next year. Boat registration fees are projected to decrease from $70,000 this year to $60,000 in 2009. Beach receipts are projected at $25,000 next year, the same amount budgeted this year. Year-to-date campground fees have generated $131,256.29, which is equal to 81% of the budgeted amount. The fiscal year 2009 recommended budget projects campground fees to increase to $170,000, an increase of 4.94% over this year. The State of Illinois fiscal year 2009 budget approved by the Illinois General Assembly increased the funding level by 3% for the salary reimbursement for the grant in aid and monthly subsidy probation officers in the Court Services Department. Even with this increase in funding for probation officer salary reimbursement, the state is still reimbursing less than 50% of the actual salary expense. To help offset this shortfall in state reimbursement, the fiscal year 2009 recommended budget includes a transfer of funds equal to $90,000 from the Adult Probation Fee Services Fund to the General Fund. Within the General Fund, total salary and employee benefit expenses increase 3.96% next year. Expenses for supplies and commodities are budgeted to increase 4.5% over the 2008 adopted budget. As you might expect, a 19% increase in the cost for fuel is a significant part of this increase. Capital outlay expenses are budgeted to decrease 36.9% in fiscal year 2009. Contractual services are budgeted to decrease 9.1%. This decrease is attributable to a reclassification of the county's share of the MetCom's annual budget. Within the category of contractual services, the recommended appropriation for prisoner housing outside of the county has been budgeted at $160,000. This increase is based on a review of the cost incurred this year to house inmates in other county detention facilities. Even with the completion of the new expanded work release facility and the conversion of J Block to house female detainees, if the average daily census next year is comparable to what we have experienced this year, then it is likely the Sheriff's Department will be housing McLean County inmates in out-of-county detention facilities. It is important to note that with the cooperation of the Circuit Court, the State's Attorney's Office, the Public Defender's Office, and the Court Services Department, the County Board has approved and appropriated funding for two diversionary efforts, the Drug Court Program and the Pretrial Release Program. In fact, this year the Board authorized adding a second position to work in the Pretrial Release Program. In spite of these diversionary programs and services, the average daily census continues to exceed the rated capacity of the adult jail. For all county funds, the elected officials and appointed department heads requested 10.4 full-time equivalent new positions. Within the general fund, the elected officials and appointed department heads requested 8 full-time equivalent new positions. With an overall increase of just 1.69% in the general fund in the fiscal year 2009 recommended budget, it should come as no surprise that no new positions are being recommended. At the July 22nd County Board meeting, the Board approved the addition of a full-time investigator in the State's Attorney's Office. The fiscal year 2009 recommended budget annualizes the salary and benefit cost of the investigator position. At the August 19th County Board meeting, the Board approved an intergovernmental agreement with the Olympia School District for a school resource officer. Since the intergovernmental agreement provides for full funding of this additional sheriff's deputy, the fiscal year 2009 recommended budget annualizes the salary and benefit expense of this position. It is often said that in county government, over time, previous decisions are often revisited and in many instances reversed. In the fiscal year 2002 adopted budget, the coroner's office deleted an office support specialist position in order to increase the full-time equivalent staffing in the deputy coroner line. In the fiscal year 2009 recommended budget, the office support specialist position is being added in the coroner's office, and the full-time equivalent staffing level in the part-time deputy coroner line is being reduced. In the Correctional Health Services Program in the Tort Judgment Fund, an additional 0.4 FTE registered nurse is recommended in order to ensure that medications ordered by the physicians are being dispensed by a registered nurse during the third shift in the adult jail. In November 2007, a change in the Nurse Practice Act requires that a registered professional nurse shall not delegate any nursing activity requiring the specialized knowledge, judgment, and skill of a licensed nurse to an unlicensed person, including medication administration. McLean County continues to be well served by dedicated, hardworking employees. The budget policy states that employee salaries shall be budgeted in accordance with the county's personnel policies and procedures ordinance. This resolution also states that employee salaries shall be budgeted consistent with the principles of equity vis-a-vis the approved contract increases provided to employees covered by collective bargaining agreements, the general impact of inflation, and employee morale. In accordance with the budget policy, the fiscal year 2009 recommended budget includes an across-the-board increase of 2.5%. for all county employees other than the elected officials and those employees covered by collective bargaining agreements. According to statistics published by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, for the 12 months ending December 2007, the Consumer Price Index increased by 4.1%. The county's Illinois Municipal Retirement Fund employer contribution rate for regular employees will decrease from 7.83% this year to 7.44% in fiscal year 2009. The Sheriff's Law Enforcement Personnel IMRF employer contribution rate will decrease from 21.51% to 20.52% in fiscal year 2009. Along with the fiscal year 2009 recommended budget, the five-year capital improvement program for fiscal year 2009 through fiscal year 2013 is presented for your review and consideration. The five-year plan includes improvements and renovations to county facilities and buildings. The Highway Department's five-year capital improvement program for the county's roads, bridges, and highways are also included in this plan. Preparation of the fiscal year 2009 recommended budget requires the cooperation and assistance of all the elected officials and appointed department heads. I wish to again thank the elected officials and department heads for their continued cooperation during the many weeks of budget preparation and review. I would like to thank Terry Lindberg and Bill Wasson for their valuable assistance and counsel during the preparation of the recommended budget. I would also like to acknowledge and thank Mr. Jason Carter and Mr. Chris Behrens, two students from Illinois University who worked on many of the tasks required to complete the recommended budget. I would also like to thank Don Newby and his crew for their efforts to see that the recommended budget books are properly collated and bound. Mr. Chairman and members of the McLean County Board, I am pleased to present the fiscal year 2009 recommended budget to you for your consideration and review. I respectfully request that the recommended budget, the five-year capital improvement budget, and the 2008 combined property tax levy be referred to the appropriate oversight committees for review, and that the fiscal year 2009 recommended budget be laid on the table for public review and comment. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Zunick. As always, and consistent with years in the past, of course, thank you to you and your staff. Of course, thank you to the department heads and to the elected officials who participated in the process. As Mr. Zunick requested, it is appropriate that we would lay these documents on the table for public review and refer to the various oversight committees. I would encourage oversight committee chairman to meet with or communicate with your members of your committee as soon as possible to schedule necessary extra meetings in the October cycle to get about your business. Is there any other business or communications to come before the McLean County Board? None heard. We have bills to pay. Bills for September totaling $6,163,471.55. Is there a motion to approve the bills? Motion, Segubiano. Is there a second? Second, Ahart. Questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. The McLean County Board is adjourned until October 21st, 2008. Thank you.